Democratic House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello has heard the complaints for years from conservatives and some members of the state's business community that Rhode Island is overly generous with social welfare and that handcuffs taxpayers and harms the business climate. Now Mattiello's asking the House Finance Committee to compare Rhode Island's social safety net with surrounding states. The speaker says he isn't making any accusations or drawing any conclusions. He says his decision will, quote, follow the evidence. So what does the evidence say? Well, let's start with a basic welfare program that helps the poorest folks in the Ocean State. That's something called Temporary Aid to Needy Families, or TANF. The vast majority of these families are single-parent families headed by a single woman, typically with two children. The monthly welfare benefit for such a family is $554 a month, a figure that has not increased since the 1970s. In Connecticut, that same family would get about $150 more per month. The figure is also higher in New Hampshire, Vermont, and Massachusetts. Maine is the lone New England state with a lower welfare payment than Rhode Island, according to data from the Economic Progress Institute, a liberal-leaning research group known for rigorous analysis. Next, we can look at supports for working families, people who toil at low-income jobs that don't provide living wages. Those families receive an earned income tax credit, which gives them a break on state income taxes. Rhode Island's rate's 10%, the lowest in New England except for Maine and New Hampshire, which has no state income levy. There are also other programs that support working families, including help paying for child care while parents work. In New Hampshire, families with an income of nearly $50,000 are eligible for that support. But in Rhode Island, a family would have to make as little as about $35,600 a year. That's the lowest income ceiling in New England. Health care assistance is also available to the working poor. Once again, Rhode Island is scraping the bottom. A family of three must earn less than roughly $53,000 a year to qualify for help. Connecticut and New Hampshire allow that same family to earn about $64,000. Maine is the only state in the region with a lower limit than Rhode Island. Finally, let's consider food stamps. This is a federal program paid for 100% with federal taxes. The state pays a small administrative fee, but for the most part, no Rhode Island tax money is used, says Linda Katz of the Economic Progress Institute. Elizabeth Roberts, State Director of Health and Human Services, says that Rhode Island's supports for the less well-off are not generous by New England standards. Quote, we're not comparing Rhode Island to Alabama, Roberts says. One in five Rhode Island children is being raised in poverty, according to Rhode Island Kids Count. Too many conservatives in our country yearn for the good old days, a post-World War II America that had a stronger middle class. The irony is that some of these same people want to tear down institutions that helped forge that society, particularly Social Security and labor unions. Contrast Rhode Island's treatment of the poor with how our lawmakers have dealt with business. In recent General Assembly sessions, lawmakers have cut taxes for high-income earners, reduced estate taxes paid only by the wealthiest millionaires among us, and drop the corporate income tax rate. In addition, big businesses, most prominently the CVS pharmacy chain, get millions in state tax benefits when they hire new employees. Governor Gina Raimondo's budget proposal calls for more business tax benefits. It would reduce the rate businesses pay for electricity use. In fairness, she is also requesting help for the working poor through a slight uptick in the earned income tax credit. Rhode Island needs to dial down rhetoric that demonizes low-income families. The House Finance Committee should heed Speaker Mattiello's call for a rigorous, honest study of our state's safety net. The least among us deserve empathy. They aren't looking for a handout, but they do need a hand up. Even the ocean doesn't compensate for being poor in the Ocean State.